you know, the big things that we've been watching recently is that Minneapolis wheat market and for the hard red spring wheat. It's been on a tear since January, Darrell, and everyone's kind of wondering, will this end anytime soon? What are you seeing just in terms of the factors pushing this market right now?
Well, factors pushing it, of course, are relatively tight stocks and very, very strong demand. A declining American dollar, which if you actually put the U.S. dollar to this, the values are not as expensive to the foreign buyer as it would appear on the board here. But I think we've also got some technical factors with respect to hedges, existing hedges that have been placed in the market that now are meeting some very severe margin calls.
Explain that a little further. You think there's some companies that may have been caught in this rally here, Darrell?
Well, I think there's probably no doubt that some commercial end users did not adequately book their forward requirements for milling-type wheat, quality-type milling wheat, so they're obviously short to market. Probably sat back hoping that values would decline, but now it's starting to get away on them, so they're having to scramble here in order to cover their requirements. And anybody that made forward sales by hedging in the futures market with the intention then of delivering product at a later point in time in the cash market, there's a delay factor there, Ray, between when those hedges were placed and when they're going to receive the proceeds of a cash sale, which would, you know, be valued much higher. So you've got a financing issue here that has to be serviced day to day.
So a lot of companies and people scrambling to cover themselves right now. That may be a bigger factor in these limit-up gains day over day here, Darrell?
I would say so. And then, of course, you get the speculative community that gets wind of this, that, you know, someone is wounded, and they tend to run after it and push it as far as they can. But at some point, these supply-demand problems will resolve themselves. It's the function of an orderly market or a supply and demand open market is to price things out until that demand is satisfied. They may go from there.
Darrell, did you ever think you'd see the market reach this high, though? I mean, we're at almost $15 a bushel nearby for Minneapolis grain. Did you ever think it would get to this point?
I don't think anybody would have forecasted a wheat price of $15 a bushel. However, I will give credit to an analyst about a year ago who felt that there was a very strong possibility that wheat prices could be worth more than soybean prices, and he was roundly basically laughed at for that opinion, but his forecast proved to be true. But he didn't call for $15, but he certainly did say that he felt there was a very good chance that wheat could be worth more than soybeans. The only thing I will allude to from previous experience was the gold market. It's a long time back in history, and we did pump the gold prices up to higher than where they are today. So any price is possible if the supply is short enough and the demand is strong enough.
So, Darrell, we don't see our wheat stock to use ratio changing a whole lot in the near term, at least for the next few months. Does that at least support this market for a while?
Well, I'd say in the nearby months, Ray, you know, but again, that demand will eventually get rationed. But I think what people should be looking at here is the forward next year values, which are trading at substantial discounts to the front end of the market. And that's, again, a normal pricing pattern in a bull market, and that future supplies will be discounted now because the strong prices should attract increased production in the next production cycle.
For our growers, as we kind of watch this going on, is there any chance or opportunity we can try to get with these high prices right now, Darrell?
Well, there's a number of things that can be done, and of course trying to pick the top is not one of them. But the values here are very strong. There are contracting programs with the wheat board that will allow you to lock in current futures prices for next fall's delivery, and I think those things should be taken a look at. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website www.keystonetrading.com/marketminute.